local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two starts now. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in each and every day, making us part of your afternoon and evening. We certainly appreciate it. Interaction as well. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620. Traffic line, if you have any traffic tips out there, call them in to 850-262-6111. Joe and Austin with you here for the next 48 minutes, getting you caught up in everything going on today, December 12th, 2023. Good to have you with us here. Starting off this hour with our top three stories. The UN General Assembly today demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza as the General Assembly got a two-thirds majority and passed the resolution demanding a ceasefire. Two amendments to that ceasefire proposed by the U.S. and Austria both failed. The U.S. says it supports a pause in fighting, but not a ceasefire that would allow Hamas to plan another attack. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky holding a news conference with President Biden today after meeting with congressional leaders on Capitol Hill. Zelensky making a plea to the U.S. for more aid as discussions on the deal remain stalled in Congress.
They will be at fault when a deal for aid to Ukraine, Israel, and humanitarian aid to Gaza fall apart.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer there talking about the Republicans. It is Zelensky's third visit to Washington today since Russia began its invasion of the country. And House Speaker Mike Johnson says the White House is impeding the investigation into President Biden.
To fulfill our constitutional responsibility, we have to take the next step. We're not making a political decision. It's not. It's a legal decision.
And he says it's necessary to vote to formalize the impeachment inquiry into the president this week. Johnson says investigators will only follow the facts and will not prejudge the outcome. Those are a look at our top three stories. Little shy of 5:15. We'll get our first update on the roads and weather this hour. Austin?
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we do have some issues on West Fairfield Drive, the intersection of West Fairfield and North W Street. Expect some issues there. And we've also got a little bit of congestion building up downtown here and there. But also Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, that's going to have you backed up a little bit. Also, Pine Forest Road, traveling both north and southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile. Expect some issues there. Congestion is visibly worsening on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. That was giving some trouble in the last hour, but it has only worsened since then. And if you are traveling on Caroline Street, westbound over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton, or if you are on Caroline Street near where it merges with Avalon Boulevard or turns onto Avalon Boulevard, expect some issues there as well.
Chilly weather at times as we go through the next couple of days. Wednesday, we're starting out in the 40s with high temperatures a little bit warmer in the middle 60s, partly cloudy skies. Thursday and Friday, high temperatures will continue in the 60s with wind out of the northeast, breezy at times, 10 to 15 miles per hour. If you're looking for a chance for rain, we have a small chance on Saturday and a slightly higher chance to watch on Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. Right now at 5:15, down to 57 degrees, 43 the low tonight, with partly cloudy skies, mostly sunny Wednesday, and a high of 63. Taking a look at what's making the story here in local news, we start with the latest regarding the lawsuit involving Escambia County and the PNJ parent company Gannett. Today, Gannett filing a motion to dismiss that lawsuit that was filed in connection to County Commissioner Jeff Ragosch's text messages that by Tampa-based law firm Thomas and LoCicero, filing a motion on behalf of Gannett Media yesterday, saying in part the complaint is an attempt to, quote, make an end run around the First Amendment protections afforded PNJ by seeking to claw back copies of records, including public records, the PNJ lawfully obtained. They add, the lawsuit is an effort to gag further news reporting on the contents of the records. Commissioner Bragosch alleges the text messages were stolen and that the county named the P&J, Jonathan Owens, and another private citizen as part of their lawsuit. A couple of updates from Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves today. With the state legislative session now a month away, leaders for both the city and Baptist Hospital are now negotiating on a letter of intent for the old Baptist Hospital property rather than a full property donation agreement. Mayor Reeves says it gives both parties a chance to determine any unanswered questions that remain, such as environmental.
To be honest, it's not fair to Baptist or to the city to think that we would have all of those all completely figured out by the time we would need to in terms of how it pertains to the legislative session. That being said, if we had to enter into a donation request today, we would ask that the city be indemnified because there hasn't been enough time.
Reeves says it also keeps taxpayers off the hook for potential unknown costs and in the event that they were not able to secure enough funding to demolish the property. Also, the city hoping to improve the downtown parking experience one change at a time. Starting January 1st, visitors to downtown will use a new app called Park Mobile, which, according to Mayor Reeves, is one of the most widely used in the country in more than 600 cities. But if you happen to pay with the current Park Pensacola app, don't worry.
Our parking enforcement will be checking both apps for the foreseeable future as that gets started to ensure that, if someone does pay on the old app, the old Park Pensacola app, that they aren't getting a ticket.
And Reeves says the city will update advertising and signage downtown to make people aware of the change. Two more red bulbs on county wreaths during this month's Keep the Wreath Green campaign. Escambia Fire Rescue says residents at a home on West Belmont Street were displaced following a fire shortly before 5:45 last Thursday morning. There were no injuries. The fire was deemed accidental. However, an exact cause has not been determined. Also, the Bureau of Fire and Arson investigating a house fire on Henry Street that happened a little after 12 a.m. Friday. That damage was limited to the home's utility room, and the residents were temporarily displaced because of a loss of power. And the world-famous Glenn Miller Orchestra is returning to Pensacola early next year. They'll be at the National Naval Aviation Museum for a concert Tuesday, February 6th at 7 p.m. The current Glenn Miller Orchestra has been touring consistently since its founding in 1956, playing an average of 300 live dates a year. General admission tickets are $40, preferred seating $65. Tickets are available through the National Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. 5:20, first break this hour for us, state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola right now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Did you know that the golden rule given to us in Scripture is given in the context of prayer? Matthew chapter 7, verse number 12 gives us the golden rule. The Bible there says, "Whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them." Just previous to this verse in Matthew 7 are instructions that we are to ask, seek, and knock through prayer, and the Lord will provide good things. So understanding that the golden rule is given in the context of prayer, the question is, do you pray for others like you would want them to pray for you? Are you in a situation where you need God to provide for you in a huge way? I suggest that you not only ask, seek, and knock for your needs, but that you ask, seek, and knock for the needs of others, and then marvel at how God not only meets their needs, but yours as well.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The holidays are bigger than ever at Daryl's Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, with most new machines offering 0% financing for up to 48 months to qualified buyers. All new machine purchases come with complimentary guide classes. Select used machines offer a gift with purchase. Gift cards are available and stocking stuffers are $50 or less. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewingandpensacola.com.
The Pensacola Christmas Concert is back on News Radio 92.3. It's 24 hours of Christmas music from you, Pensacola. Local churches, local bands, local musicians, all right here on News Radio 92.3, all Christmas Day. We have music from the Pensacola Children's Chorus, the Pensacola Civic Band, Olive Baptist Church, the Perdido Brass, and more. And if you'd like your music to be part of the Pensacola Christmas Concert, send an email to christmas@newsradio923.com.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com. New South proud.
This is Renee with Jim's Firearms wishing you a safe holiday. Please don't text and drive.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Darren Costello at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Jessica with Pensacola's Kia Autosport wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When I'm with you, it feels like Christmas. I must have been good, because baby, you're just what I wanted.
Who sings this one? I like this one. I don't know that I've heard it before.
It's Straight No Chaser. Feels like Christmas.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we've got a lot of their stuff.
Yeah, I love their video of the 12 Days of Christmas. The original that they did.
Yeah,
was very entertaining. I would put this group on the short list of groups that I would want to sing in concert, but I think they're pretty expensive. I don't know if they've ever come to Pensacola or close to it. I want to say that they have. But
well, whoever's made this list that we've got on here ready to go is a big fan.
yeah, we'll have to get sometime between now and the 21st when I say so long for a few days. We'll have to get the 12 Day of Christmas in there. All right, 524 here. Right, state headlines coming up right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, if you are on a Pine Forest Road, traveling north or southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile, expect some issues there. We've had a lot of congestion there so far this evening. Also, if you are traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard, you're going to encounter some issues every now and again there. Some areas are more severe than others, but it's not one particular spot. The intersection of North Palafox Street and East Burgess Road is still giving us some trouble. Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Palafox still giving us some trouble as well. Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway. Look out for that. In Santa Rosa County, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and into downtown Milton, we've got some issues there. And if you're trying to travel eastbound on Caroline Street, coming off of Avalon Boulevard, there are issues there as well. Lastly, we have a lot of backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. We had this yesterday. I believe it is the result of construction, but don't quote me on that.
The dry and cool forecast continues over the next couple of days into Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. To end the work week out, we're going to have low temperatures in the 40s and possibly some upper 30s depending on how far north you go. High temperatures will be in the 60s, low to mid 60s with partly to mostly cloudy skies every single day. Actual chances for rain return by the weekend, but chances right now look low. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you, Joe. 57 degrees currently, 43 overnight tonight. Texter confirming for us that Straight No Chaser has performed several times at the Sanger. I thought they had. I just couldn't remember for sure. But yes, good group. Good group. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. State officials coming down on a Broward County High School that allowed a transgender student to play on the girls' volleyball team. FHSAA handing down a one-year probation and $16,500 fine to Monarch High School for breaking the Fairness in Women's Sports Act that was signed by the governor in 2021.
We will stand up to groups like the NCAA who think that they should be able to dictate the policies in different states. Not here, not ever.
That was the governor back in 2021 when he signed that. The letter sent to the interim principal said the school illegally let a biological male play in girls' volleyball games last season and this season.
And the Sarasota School Board is set to take up the question tonight of whether one of the members should resign. They'll vote on whether Bridget Ziegler should resign as her husband is facing accusations of sexual assault.
Mrs. Ziegler, it's time for you to go. It's time for your chaos and your drama. All of that needs to go.
The husband in question, Christian Ziegler, he is Florida's GOP chairman. He has not been formally charged, but the Republican Party will meet in Orlando this weekend to discuss his future in the position.
Thousands of Floridians are owed more than $6 million in unpaid wages, according to the Labor Department. Most of the roughly 14,000 workers in the state don't know they are owed money. Data released by the agency shows that employees in Orange County were the most impacted. Federal officials say they will make sure businesses pay their workers for overtime or minimum wage.
And a Florida dentist will spend the rest of his life in prison in connection to a murder-for-hire plot. Charles Adelson was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole earlier today for the murder of his sister's ex-husband and FSU law professor, Dan Markle, in 2014. He was found guilty last month of hiring two hitmen to kill his former brother-in-law in Tallahassee.
Last week, the wounds were deep. Florida State held out of the college football playoff, but by now that we're in the middle of December, you would think that by and large we would be over it and we have moved on with our lives.
Somewhat.
Not so much, apparently.
The NCAA conferences and the college football playoff selection committee are subject to antitrust laws. We are launching an investigation to examine if the committee was involved in any anti-competitive conduct in its unprecedented decision.
So I guess that would be the reason why Governor DeSantis kept back $1 million in the state budget for this. That is State Attorney General Ashley Moody, who is a Florida Gator, but took that video right outside of Doak Campbell Stadium wearing a very nice garnet blazer. So she is announcing that investigation into the CFP committee to see if any antitrust laws were broken. I will just say, for my own seat, waste of time and money.
I absolutely agree. There's just no reason that this should be a situation. I think I compared it last week. I think I compared it to the Saints and Rams. You know, they try to take legal action because, the missed PI call in the NFC title game. It's like, yes, was it ridiculous? Absolutely. But it's like, you cannot die on that hill. It doesn't do anything but make you look like a freaking fool.
Yep. That's where we're at right now. 5:30, Fox News Update is coming up. A look at our national headlines and sports news, health, business, and science coming up in the second half hour. Pensacola right now.
I'm Tom Graham. President Biden welcomed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky today.
The American people can be and should be incredibly proud of the part they played in supporting Ukraine's success. We'll continue to supply Ukraine with critical weapons and equipment.
He's demanding Republicans get on board with his $110 billion plan to send additional funding to Ukraine and Israel, as well as other priorities. The GOP is demanding changes to U.S. border security as part of any package deal. President Biden has repeatedly voiced support for Israel in their war effort in Gaza, but he's now expressing concern about what he calls indiscriminate bombing.
President Joe Biden told donors in Washington that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu must change his government and that Israel is starting to lose support because of the rising civilian death toll.
Fox's Nate Foy in Israel. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskel with Your Money Now. In response to growing theft concerns among iPhone users, Apple is rolling out a beta test of a new iOS setting called Stolen Device Protection. The tech giant says once that's enabled, your iPhone will restrict certain settings when you're away from a location familiar to the device, such as your home or work. And if you want to change an Apple ID password away from such a location, the device will require your Face ID or Touch ID. Stocks rose for a fourth straight session. The S&P 500 added 21 points today. The Dow Industrials tacked on 173, and the NASDAQ Composite gained 101. Nacho cheese tortilla chip flavored booze, yep, Pepsi's Doritos brand, has partnered with Denmark-based Empirical on a spirit based on the snack company's nacho cheese flavor. Available only online, the limited edition flavor goes on sale tomorrow to customers in New York and California. $65 for a 750-milliliter bottle. Use it to make a Bloody Mary or margarita. That's Your Money Now.
The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event wraps up the year at Peatmore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Peatmore Imports today. It's never been easier to bring a shiny new Volkswagen home for the holidays. All you have to do is just sign your name. There's no down payment, no security deposit, nothing due at signing, and no first month payment. How much easier could it be? Just sign your name and you'll be driving a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos home today. And as the new year comes to close, Peatmore Imports wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Peatmore Imports is not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Speedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The NBA in-season tournament was extremely forced. I can only laugh when the most overrated commissioner in sports, Adam Silver, was on stage once again trying to make this a big deal by handing out championship medals to the Lakers. And the laughter will only continue as Los Angeles will hang an in-season tournament championship banner. So look up next time you're at a Lakers game, and you'll see legendary jerseys retired, actual championship banners, and then a Fugazi in-season tournament one. I'm Zach Gelb.
Fill your game day cooler with the refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Smooth, real brewed tea with a 5% kick of alcohol. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Did you know gas goes bad in as little as 30 days?
Bad gas can cause rough starts, poor performance, or no starts at all. Stable, America's number one fuel stabilizer, ensures quick and easy starts after storage. Stable's proprietary formula keeps fuel fresh for 2 years, outperforming competitors. Whether it's your car, truck, boat, lawnmower, leaf blower, weed trimmer, ATV, motorcycle, or anything else with an engine, when you store, start with Stable.
Do you have a game plan for COVID-19? Prescription oral treatments must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms, even if mild. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Visit treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
What does Christmas mean to you?
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and at Christmas, what I think of is the original, greatest miracle of God becoming flesh and living among us. A gift of incomparable size that we were given, and out of appreciation for which we give gifts to each other. Merry Christmas.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Once a year, my friend puts on a red suit and hangs around with me and my wife. Now I can't help but feeling jealous each time she climbs on his knee. And she stands beneath the mistletoe screaming.
News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now. Flip those. I don't know why. I don't know why I decided to mix it up this time. I said News Radio first. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little ways past 5:35 here. We will get another check of the roads and weather. Not much has changed since our last break. Mobile Highway is still giving us some issues if you're traveling northbound towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway. Also, Pine Forest Road, while it has looked worse at times throughout the show today, it is still giving us some issues traveling both north and southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile. Pensacola Boulevard, if you're traveling northbound, approaching where it merges with North Palafox Street, we've got some issues there. The congestion is going to have you backed up to about where West 9 Mile Road is. Speaking of West 9 Mile Road, if you are traveling westbound there towards, what does this road say here? I think that is Stephanie Road. If you are in that area, look out for that. We've got some congestion there building up. North Davis Highway, traveling northbound just past Creighton Road. The intersection of East Burgess Road and North Palafox Street, Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. Got some issues there also. So a lot going on in Pensacola. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. That's giving us some issues as well. And lastly, if you're still trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, traveling westbound on Caroline Street, we've still got issues there too.
Chilly weather at times as we go through the next couple of days. Wednesday, we're starting out in the 40s with high temperatures a little bit warmer in the middle 60s, partly cloudy skies. Thursday and Friday, high temperatures will continue in the 60s with wind out of the northeast, breezy at times, 10 to 15 miles per hour. If you're looking for a chance for rain, we have a small chance on Saturday and a slightly higher chance to watch on Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. We're at 57 degrees right now, 43 overnight low tonight. Sunshine Wednesday with a high of around 63. Taking a look at what's happening around the nation and world today, Harvard's governing board is giving school president Claudine Gay a vote of confidence.
This is a moral failure of Harvard's leadership and higher education leadership at the highest levels.
Reaction from New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik after they formally voted to keep Gay on the job, despite criticism over her testimony before the congressional panel investigating anti-Semitism on campus. She and other Ivy League leaders were grilled about whether calls for genocide of Jews violate school conduct policy.
And New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu is expected to endorse Nikki Haley for president. Reports say that the governor of the swing state will endorse Haley during a town hall tonight in Manchester. The endorsement could give the former South Carolina governor a boost in her push to emerge as the leading Republican alternative to Donald Trump.
Arizona requesting more than $500 million from the feds as the state's migrant crisis grows.
I sent a letter to President Biden demanding the resources and manpower to open this port of entry.
That from Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs, saying what she calls the federal government's failure to secure Arizona's border with Mexico.
And former Congressman George Santos is said to be in, quote, productive conversations over a possible plea deal with federal prosecutors. Santos faces 36 federal charges ranging from money laundering and identity theft. So I wouldn't be so eager if I were George right now.
Yeah. Also, almost a month after, President Biden said that He and Chinese President Xi Jinping had agreed to resume communication between each nation's militaries. There's been no movement. Biden says that after a November meeting with Xi in San Francisco, that a military hotline would be restored. U.S. officials say they've gotten no response from Beijing. I wonder if it's like a busy signal. Is it just like, you know, like the old AOL dial-up tone? Did they give a fax number, or did they do a, like a Chandler and Monica coming back from their honeymoon? The couple that they met gave them a number to a New York deli.
Maybe, or it could just be a matter of, you know, they call, and then after the first ring or two, it goes to voicemail, so you know they're just clicking ignore, maybe. Who knows? Yeah.
Texter saying, new wreck at northbound Mobile Highway between Massachusetts and Marlene.
Golly, there's a lot going on.
Been moved to the media, no responders on scene yet. Thank you for that, Texter. Austin, what's going on in sports tonight?
All right, well, we've got a couple of doubleheaders here in the NBA and NHL. On TNT, the Lakers and Mavs tip off at 6:30, and after that it's the Suns and Warriors at 9 p.m. And then on ESPN, that's where the NHL comes in, a doubleheader at 6:30, Red Wings and Blues, and at 9 p.m., Blackhawks and Oilers. There's a high-profile matchup there.
Yes, Connor McDavid versus Connor Bedard. Mm-hmm. That's a big one. NFL news, we got Justin Herbert, the Chargers quarterback. His season is over as he had surgery today on his broken right index finger. And Duke quarterback Riley Leonard is on the move, going to Notre Dame. He entered the portal a couple weeks ago, and I think, you know, we were both kind of like, yeah, this team's like Notre Dame all the way there. So, yeah, if you're a Fighting Irish fan, you can rest assured that if there is a above-average quarterback at a non-football school in the four corners of North Carolina, they've got that market cornered.
As I said, I mean, I don't like Duke, of course, but for obvious reasons, being a Wake Forest fan. But I tell you, I can't help but see them as kind of like a kindred spirit at this point.
Yeah.
They had a great QB, and then America realized he was too good to be at Duke. He realized he was too good to be at Duke, so he books it elsewhere. And it being Notre Dame is just so... That's so fitting. I feel like a connection is with the Blue Devils.
Yeah, and now we're 12 months away or thereabouts from a moving tribute from Notre Dame talking about Notre Dame legend Riley Leonard. So,
yep.
After a four-loss season.
Yep, I mean, Notre Dame fed, Notre Dame bred, buddy. Like, that's just crazy.
Oh, yeah. 543 Health, Business, and Science notes today. Google finds itself on the losing end of an antitrust lawsuit brought on by the video game company Epic Games. Mm. They are the maker of Fortnite, and they've been fighting Google and Apple for years over how the App Store's payment sharing systems work. The company changed its software so customers could pay Epic directly to get around paying Google as much as 30%, and the game was kicked off the Google platform.
And the company that owns Sports Illustrated has fired its CEO after the magazine published numerous stories with fake author names and photos created by artificial intelligence. The Arena Group said that Monday, Ross Levinson was no longer in the position he's held for 3 years. I told you this in the last hour, Joe. I still feel this way. My mind hasn't changed into 60 minutes since then. I can't help but feel like this was just a matter of, okay, we're in hot water. Someone's got to take a dive. So they just... They threw this Ross guy to the wind.
I mean, I realize that Sports Illustrated is nowhere near the behemoth as a sports media entity as it used to be, but you cannot still act like you are a legitimate news source for sports and then not tell anybody, oh, by the way, the names and the articles of these things that you're reading are actually fake.
Golly.
So, I mean, I feel like, you know, it's kind of like the buck stops here with the CEO. And so, yeah, I mean, it makes sense there. Austin, I don't know if you knew this, but you should, if you really don't want to go to somebody's holiday party, you should say no because it's good for your mental health.
Really?
A new study says that hosts don't usually mind as much as we think, and politely declining those invitations to those holiday parties can be good for your mental health because it helps avoid holiday burnout. Just don't be a Grinch and skip them all because socializing in general is good for mental health too. This reminds me, I still have not gotten your RSVP for my party coming up on Saturday.
Well, actually, if you're talking about, are you having a party, Joe?
Yes, that's what I just said.
Oh, okay.
And I invited you, and I'm still waiting
I
on
was
your
not
RSVP.
Sent an RSVP.
All right. Well.
Yeah. I'm going to do, but if I were to be sent one, I would do what I typically do and say, oh, I can't. I have a thing.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding. I would show up if I honestly believed it existed. Federal Reserve rate cuts could come as soon as June. That's according to the latest CNBC Fed survey. More than half of the 35 experts asked built in a rate cut by June 2024, with that number rising to nearly 70% by July. They also saw the odds of a recession at about 41%, which is down 8 points from the October survey.
Pop culture notes today. Tucker Carlson has launched his own subscription streaming service. The Tucker Carlson Network went live yesterday. It'll be home to multiple shows, interviews, short-form videos, and monologues. Costs $9 a month, $72 for the year, and it will initially be solely available through Carlson's website.
And a Scottish woman who picked up a first edition copy of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone in a bargain bin for around $12 sold it at auction yesterday for $69,000. The hardcover book titled Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone in the U.S. was one of just 200 printed that went to bookstores back in 1997.
It's a solid ROI there. Also,
cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill.
That is the unmistakable sounds of Wu-Tang Clan. They'll be starting a Las Vegas residency on Super Bowl weekend. That makes sense because the Super Bowl is in Vegas. The residency will take place at the theater at Virgin Hotels, Las Vegas. The residency has been in the works for around 5 years, and the group hopes it will inspire other rap artists to become part of the Las Vegas entertainment scene.
Wow.
A couple of wacky stories here before our final break here. Police on the lookout for a burglar stealing women's underwear in Denver's Park Hill neighborhood. Locals are calling the bandit the Park Hill Panty Thief, saying he breaks into houses just to steal underwear. The thief reportedly ignores valuables that most burglars would take, like electronics, money, and medications.
I mean, if a thief broke into my house and just took that, I would be inconvenienced, but I'd be feeling quite relieved.
I don't know that you would even notice.
I would, yes, if I had my underwear stolen. Yeah, I wear that quite often, Joe. A video making the round shows three coffeehouse workers in Oakland denying a Jewish woman access to the shop's bathroom. Inside the bathroom was anti-Israel graffiti, and the woman wanted to take photos of it. One employee can be heard saying "Free Palestine" throughout the entire, or not throughout the entire process, but in the middle of it. The company says at least one of the employees has been fired as a result.
I have not met anybody that is indifferent to this song. You either love it or you hate it.
The mood is right. The spirit's up.
I'm in the love group.
We're here tonight. And that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Me too. Me too. I am definitely in the love category here. My wife is firmly, squarely in the hate category. And the people who love it for the same reason that the haters hate it, according to musicologist Nate Sloan. He says that there's three main reasons: structure or lack thereof. For example, the song's verse, chorus, verse structure is simple to a fault. There are also, at the same time, diabolically complex harmonic patterns. Okay. There's also the synths, which is basically Paul McCartney recording the song with a synthesizer that was pretty new at the time. The sound is staccato, harsh, and tinny.
Whatever that means.
Also, you have the lyrics. Simple and repetitive. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time is repeated 17 times before the song is over, making it either catchy or maddening, depending on what side of the fence you fall on. Tinny, by the way, having a displeasingly thin metallic sound. So there you go.
I guess. Well, what I see that. What's wrong with simplicity? I hear that all the time when people talk about like music or something.
Keep it simple, man.
I mean, that's the thing. And if it works, like, think about some of the most iconic like guitar riffs or whatever. And it's like a lot of them are pretty simple. Like if you can play guitar, you can do it. Like Thunderstruck. I think Thunderstruck is a pretty simple one for if you actually know how to play electric guitar. Same thing with like Iron Man by Black Sabbath. Like the riff in that, like it's so simple. Foghat, Slow Ride.
Yeah.
It's like, but those are all world-renowned songs. There's nothing wrong with that. They're popular for a reason.
Yeah. No,
my goodness.
Yeah. But you can let us know, 850-437-1620. What camp are you on? Do you love Wonderful Christmas Time or do you hate it? 551, final break this hour. Back with some more wacky stories and good news to finish up. Pensacola right now for hour number two.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more tomorrow at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a bit about some of the drama going on in the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting yesterday over the District 1 Medical Examiner facility and James Calkins' opposition to it, as well as the scheduling changes for the way meetings are going to work with regards to public input. Sam Parker making some changes that not everybody was super appreciative of. We talked about that this morning. Also, it was Tuesday, so we talked to Sheriff Chip Simmons from Escambia County. You can always listen to these segments and interviews on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Color right now on News Radio 92.3, almost exactly 5:55 here, so we will get one more check of the roads and weather for this hour.
Continue.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, yeah, that's pretty tough background music there. So we've got a couple of accident reports. We actually recently had a caller who mentioned one at Pine Forest and I-10. It's near Wild Lake Boulevard. In that area, we do have an accident. Cops are on the scene, and it is causing some congestion at the moment. Speaking of Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling north or southbound there between I-10 and West 9 Mile, expect some issues there. Another accident, speaking of 9 Mile, is near Ashland Avenue. It's causing some congestion in that area, so be aware of that. Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound about where it merges with North Palafox Street, still having some slight congestion there. And we do have an accident on Mobile Highway. Let's see where it, this is in the northbound lane, and it is approaching. What's that word there? Charbar Drive.
Oh, okay.
That's puzzling. Anyway, it's approaching that direction, so look out for that. The congestion isn't too bad, but it is developing somewhat. As for Gulf Breeze Parkway, that's a big one we've been covering on. There's still some congestion in that area, likely caused at least somewhat by construction issues going on there. And Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, that has seemingly died down completely.
Thank you very much. That's another song that I absolutely love.
I know. We've played it before, but that's why I did it again.
Taking your text on the Christmas songs that you love to hate, 850-437-1620. Janet says she hates the Chipmunks song.
Understandable. And that one's obvious. You don't have to be a musicologist to say why that one's, you know, like I can tell you why that one's rough.
I think what's awesome about that one, I don't know if this is a well-known fact. I feel like it should be if it's not, but the singers had to sing it so slowly and it was sped up to get that chipmunk effect there. But can you imagine how slow that would have to be and just how painstakingly awful that would have to be to get that song right in order to get that effect. But, 850-437-1620. Another check of the weather right now.
Chilly weather at times as we go through the next couple of days. Wednesday, we're starting out in the 40s with high temperatures a little bit warmer in the middle 60s, partly cloudy skies. Thursday and Friday, high temperatures will continue in the 60s with wind out of the northeast, breezy at times, 10 to 15 miles per hour. If you're looking for a chance for rain, we have a small chance on Saturday and a slightly higher chance to watch on Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Holding steady at 57 degrees right now. Tonight, getting down to 43. More sunshine on tap for Wednesday with a high of 63. Good news today. During last weekend's tornado outbreak in Tennessee, a warehouse filling up Christmas toy donations for over 500 kids was destroyed. But somehow, some way, miraculously, the presents are all okay. And I realize I just did a cute little rhyme there. The roof and walls are gone, but Live Love Nashville says the presents and food were intact. A Christmas miracle indeed.
Absolutely. And the Arizona Daily Star newspaper is getting readers into the holiday spirit. Every day last week and every day this week, one page of the paper is free wrapping paper that people can use if they wish. Each day has a different design done by local artists.
I like that. I love that. Creative way to inspire local artist to get names and designs and artwork out there. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Pitch that one to the PNJ, say if that catches on here. Also, a guy in Kansas named Michael Russell channeling his inner Clark Griswold again by decorating his home with over 100,000 Christmas lights. Wow. Four times what Clark puts up in Christmas Vacation. Michael's been doing it for 15 years and says it takes 3 months to set it all up. People in his community call it the Griswold House, and he expects around 8,000 visitors this month.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Picture, if you can look at a picture of it, I would just search Griswold House, Kansas, and you'll see it. It's awesome. 5:59, that'll do it for hour number two in the books. Channel 3 News at 6 coming up. Back in 12 minutes for another full rundown on a Tuesday edition of the program. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.